Now let's see. General Supply Company. GA. There's GE. General. Where the tarnation is it?
Yes, and listen, is this door on the bus line?
Why, yes, it's on the bus line. Why?
Well, you better move it, because the bus is coming.
Yes, and you'd better be moving yourself. I got lots to do this morning. Got no time to listen to your darn foolery.
Well, gosh sakes, I want to buy something.
All right, what do you want? What do you want to buy?
I want to buy a bottle of soda pop. Have you got any soda pop?
Of course we got soda pop. What flavor do you want?
Oh, shucks. Any flavor but sarsaparilla.
Why, don't you like sarsaparilla?
Oh, sure, I like it. Only I can't say it.
Well, here, let's see. Here's a bottle of vanilla.
Oh, shoot. I can't drink that.
Oh, damn, dang it. Well, let's see here. How about lemon?
Gosh, I can't drink that either.
Wait a minute here. Here's some orangeade.
Yes, but I can't drink that. I'm sorry, I can't drink that.
Say, now, look here, Hector. I ain't got no time to be messing around with you. I thought you said you liked any flavor.
Oh, sure, I do. I like any flavor, sure.
Then why can't you drink orangeade?
Because I ain't got no straw.
Here, you take this bottle of orangeade and drink it, that darn your hide. You ought to be out campaigning for mayor anyway. They're loafing around here. Look at Harold Newbride. He's out working tooth and toenail for votes. That's what he's doing. Making himself useful. Helping people out.
Helping them out of what?
I mean helping them out with their work. Making friends. That's what you ought to do.
Shucks. Who could I help?
Well, why don't you run over and give Sam Breyer a little lift? He's sure to help. He needs a good right-hand man.
Needs a good right-hand man, huh?
Yes.
Well, I wouldn't be any good to him.
Why?
I'm left-handed.
Oh, I mean he needs someone to help him on the ranch. Know anything about horses?
Do I know anything about horses?
Yes.
Say, I know more about horses than the horses themselves.
Oh, that's so.
I used to bring in 20 horses every morning for their supper.
You mean for their breakfast, Hector?
No, sir. No, I don't. I mean I brought them in every morning for their supper.
Oh, but consigned horses don't eat supper in the morning?
Well, these horses did. You see, they worked all night.
Worked all night?
Yes. You see, these were nightmares.
All right. Go ahead. But you won't feel so darn smart on election day when old man Schultzenheimer and Harold Newbride gets all the votes now.
Oh, shucks. Say, I'll get plenty of votes.
Yes?
I'll get lots of votes.
Yeah.
You just wait till I come out with my new campaign slogan. Two pantsuits for everyone and money in every pocket.
Oh, that's just a lot of plum foolishness, Hector. That won't get you no votes. Why don't you get something sensible like Harold Newbright got on his platform?
Well, what's he got?
He's got a moratorium.
I never saw him riding in it.
You don't ride in a moratorium?
Then what's it good for?
Well, I don't know what it's good for, but one thing's certain. It sounds a darn sight more sensible here's Eb coming in. Say, you in the post office yet?
Yeah, I got it. Look out. Hey, Dad, ding you, Hector. If you sit in that chair, I'll skin you alive.
Yes, can't you see Eb just painted it? You'd better be getting along anyhow now, Hector. You and your two pants suits, too.
Well, I was going anyway. But say, what's the matter with my two pants suit idea?
I'll tell you what's the matter. Just remember that clothes don't make the man.
Well, yours don't make you anyway.
Huh?
In fact, they don't even fit you.
Oh, is that so? That's so. Darn young jackanapes. Well, you say there's some mail first?
Yeah, this letter here.
Well, who's it from? What is it? What's it say? Read it.
Read it yourself. You're in such a darn rush.
Well, give me it. Man, the Goshen, I never seen a feller fool around more and get less done than you.
What's it say? Open it. Take it out of the envelope.
It's from the Countess.
Yeah, what's she writing us a letter for?
Darn fine. Now, wait till I see. Maybe she... What? Well, for the John Brown. She wants us to contribute to Harold Newbride's campaign expenses.
Well, I'd just as leave contribute a few expenses. We got plenty of them around here.
Oh, I don't mean contribute expenses, you poor fish. It means contribute money. Money for Harold Newbride and that fella Vestry that's run for sheriff.
Vestry?
Yeah.
You mean she wants us to put up money to get that fella Vester elected?
Yes, sir.
Why? Why, Dad Raddatz, I wouldn't give Vester a pleasant smile.
Well...
No, sir. If he ever set a foot in here, I'll throw him out. I'll take him by the neck and I'll throw him with the seat of his pants down in the dust. Yes, sir, I'll throw him out. I'll show him where to head in at.
Eb,
I'll tell that fella Vester.
Listen.
Well, what will you tell me?
Tell you the morning.
Yes. Howdy, Mr. Vester. Something we can do for you?
Yeah, we are getting up a little fun, and we thought you guys might want to come in it.
Well, me and Zeb ain't got much time for fun.
No, that's a fact, Mr. Vestry. You see...
Said fun. The campaign fun.
Yeah. You mean the campaign fun for you and Harold Newbride?
Yeah. We got you down for $100.
There must be some mistake there, Mr. Vestry. Me and Zeb didn't...
There ain't no mistake. Huh? Zeb, wait a minute here. Where are you going?
I ain't feeling so good. And I think that as long as...
You ain't, huh?
No, I ain't. In fact, I'm feeling pretty darn sick.
Sick? Sick, eh? You don't look sick to me.
Well, you see, I ain't exactly sick, but it's...
You see, Mr. Vestry, Eb ain't exactly sick, but... He's been sick, and he took so much medicine that it made him sick a long time after he got well, you see.
Never mind the medicine now. I'm in a hurry. Come on now, cough up.
Yeah, what, say?
Cough up.
Cough up the medicine?
You know what I mean now. Come on, the both of you, cough up now. Make it quick now, come on.
Yes, sir.
Cut it out.
Why, what's the matter, Mr. Vestry? Didn't we cough right?
Don't try to be funny with me. You see this fist? You know what I ought to do with it?
Yeah, wash it.
I ought to hang it on your jaw. And that's what I'm going to do if you try to get fresh with me. Come on now, give me that $100.
We ain't got $100 on hand, Mr. Vestry.
Okay, just write a check.
We ain't got no blank checks, neither.
No.
Well, that's too bad. It's a good thing I got a checkbook right here in my pocket. I'll just write out a check for you to sign.
Yes, but before we contribute to your campaign fund, Mr. Vestry, me and Eb sort of like to know what Harold Newbride new stand for.
Yes. Well, Newbride, he stands for a moratorium. Here now, sign this.
Wait a minute. What's a moratorium?
Yes, that's what we'd kind of like to know. Now, I reckon you know all about what a moratorium is, but...
Certainly I know what it is. I study about it when I get my education. Now, here is the check. Now, just...
Well, whereabouts did you get your education, Mr. Vestry?
At Penn State. Now, here, you...
What do you say?
Penn State. Penn State.
Yes, but the state Penn.
I said Penn State. Now, sign this.
Yeah, but what is this moratorium business, anyhow?
You don't understand that, eh?
Yeah.
Now, let me show you. Now, suppose I owe you $10.
Yeah?
Just let me have a 10 for a minute, will you?
Well,
Oh, come on. I only want it for a minute. Now, give me a $10 bill out of the cash drawer.
All right. Here you be.
Now, I owe you $10, don't I, eh? Now, I will buy something. Give me four of those cigars there.
Yes, sir. These here, you mean?
Yeah. How much are these?
Well, these here are 25 centers, Mr. Vestry.
Okay, now here's the thing. Now, there's $1 for the cigars, and I get $9 of change, don't I?
Yep. Let's see if I got it here. Here's a $5 bill, and... Oh, yes, here's four ones here. $9.
Okay. Now, you see how it works? You get your 10 back, and I get my cigars.
Yeah, but hold on there. How about that there $9 change?
What about it? I had $9 in change coming out of the 10, didn't I?
Yeah, but that thing, it wasn't your 10, it was our 10.
What are you squawking about? Didn't you guys get the 10 back?
Yes, but look look here, Mr. Vestry. There's something funny about this.
Now listen. Say, how did I get this paint all over my coat sleeve, eh?
Oh, gosh almighty, Mr. Vestry. You must have leaned again in that chair. Ed just painted it.
Chair? Say, what is this big idea of leaving a fresh painted chair standing around without warning people? Uh-huh. Why didn't you put a wet paint on it?
You darn fool. That's what I did put on it. You think I painted with dry paint?
Now, don't try to wisecrack at me. I ought to give you a punch in the nose. Now, you sign this check here.
Listen, Mr. Vestry.
You heard me now. Take this pen and sign it. Go on.
Yes, sir. Well, there it is.
Yeah. And you sign it, too, now. Come on.
No, sir. I ain't going to sign
that check. That's better. Now, listen, you saps. On election day, you better vote for me a new bride. You get me? And get that chair out of my way.
No, don't take it again. Don't take it again. This show takes dollars. Mr. Sarney. Thought you was going to throw him out.
Well, if he'd opened his dad's mouth once more, I think I would have thrown him out.